It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Mayor Eric Adams will deliver his State of the City address later today. Adams has set a high bar for his second year in office, and he's already rolled out a few ambitious ideas before the speech. Here to talk about what to expect in his address and the purpose of the State of the City address is WNYC's Elizabeth Kim. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Let's start with the basics. Why does the mayor need to give a State of the City address?
So one function of the State of the City is very much what it sounds like. It's about telling New Yorkers what the present conditions are in this city. With that, the speech is an opportunity for a mayor to lay out the landscape. For example, what's the economic and fiscal situation? How's crime doing? What are the pressing needs of New Yorkers right now? And it's a chance for the mayor to tout his wins. But it's not just about looking at the present, right? The State of the City is also about looking ahead and presenting a vision and policy agenda for the future.
So Liz, what do we expect Adams to talk about?
As you said at the top, Adams has set a very high bar for his second year. The benchmark for Adams is crime. And when it comes to crime, it's been a mixed picture. Now, in 2022, crime was up overall, but there was a drop in homicides and shootings. The mayor is arguing that the city is trending in the right direction. Just the other day, he talked about a survey that shows subway riders now feel safer. So we can expect him to drill that message home in his speech today. Tied to public safety is the city's economic recovery. That's been another priority for Adams. He's really tried to cheerlead the city's comeback, but he's also expressed concerns about the city's fiscal outlook. He recently unveiled a no-frills $103 billion budget that recognizes the risk of a recession and the spiraling costs of the migrant crisis.
And we know that is an issue that is really pressing in the city, the migrant crisis. And the mayor has been really outspoken about this, right?
That's right, Michael. He's become something of a national spokesperson on this issue. He's argued that cities are unfairly bearing the financial burden of these migrants. He recently visited the border in Texas. He has held several news conferences, and he's gone on TV, all to pressure state and federal leaders to come up with funding. He said that the annual cost in New York City could be around $1 billion. Now, this is related to another policy issue that the mayor is almost certain to address in his State of the City, and that's housing. He has said he wants to prioritize housing. Last month, he announced a plan where he said his goal was to build 500,000 new residential units over the next decade. Now, that's pretty ambitious.
There's a lot of pomp and circumstance with these State of the City addresses. We know Mayor de Blasio at one point held a TED Talk style address. But let's cut through the bells and whistles here. Will there be any new concrete announcements that will impact New Yorkers coming from the mayor?
That's a really great question, Michael. Now, as a candidate, Adams spoke a lot about leveraging technology to improve the lives of New Yorkers. One of his ideas was something called a My City web portal. This is something that he says would allow residents to access benefits like food stamps, rental assistance, unemployment insurance, and also apply for various city permits. Now, the initial targeted launch date was late 2022. We didn't make that. But in a recent interview, Adams said that getting this portal up is one of his goals for the first quarter of 2023. So we might expect him to say something about that today.
Liz, we know Adams will deliver his speech at noon. How can New Yorkers watch it? Can they just show up?
No, unfortunately, you do have to be invited. But for regular folks, the event will be streamed live on the mayor's Twitter and YouTube accounts. I'll be covering it, so listeners should tune into WNYC later today and also visit Gothamist for a recap.
All right, Liz Kim. Liz, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Michael.
That was Elizabeth Kim, a reporter who covers mayoral power for WNYC and Gothamist.